Leonard Center. Appointments available at his campus office at 217-328-2323.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it's going to be cloudy today with periods of rain and thunderstorms. High 78. She'll have the entire forecast for the weekend. And other information on the weather coming up in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The Illinois Senate is in no hurry to come back to Springfield to deal with the budget, ethics, and other measures before it. Amanda Vinicky has more.
This week, the Illinois House rejected major changes Governor Rod Blagojevich made to a campaign finance measure. The House also acted on about a dozen other pieces of legislation the governor had vetoed. According to the Illinois Constitution, the Senate has only 15 days to act on those measures. Otherwise, they fail. But Cindy Davidsmeyer, the spokeswoman for Senate President Emil Jones, says the Senate has plenty of time. She says the clock isn't ticking yet and that the countdown begins only once an official message has been read into the Senate record. Davidsmeyer says that will occur in November, when the Senate's already scheduled to be in session. The House also voted to restore budget cuts to state parks, historic sites, and drug abuse treatment centers. The Senate will wait to act on that, too. Davidsmeyer says a lot can happen before November with budget negotiations. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
As the Champaign County Nursing Home tries to recover from its financial problems, one challenge it faces is a shortage of nurses. The county nursing home has struggled to keep a full nursing staff and often has to hire temporary contract nurses from an agency, costing far more than nurses on their own payroll. Mark Holly of the Champaign County Nursing Home Board says the nursing shortage is a nationwide reality, but he says nursing homes face a particular challenge in recruiting new nurses because nursing home care is not the career path nursing students learn about first.
During their nursing education, primarily most of it is done in the hospital setting, and so that's what they are used to, that's what they see as their role, and it's hard to convince them of other avenues of employment when they haven't been exposed to it yet.
Holly directs the registered nursing program at Parkland College, and he says Parkland could help point out the county nursing home as a potential employer by including it in its friendly visits program. In that program, Parkland nursing students regularly visit the elderly at local care centers to learn more about them as both patients and people. Howie discussed nursing recruitment efforts at last night's Champaign County Nursing Home Board meeting. He says the nursing home could begin hosting Parkland nursing students for friendly visits as soon as this semester. A new spending plan is formally in place for the University of Illinois. Trustees approved the fiscal 2009 budget yesterday. The $4.2 billion budget includes nearly $65 million more in state support than the previous one. Trustees also added to the proposed request to the state for the next budget year. The 2010 proposal now calls for $113 million in additional funds. Most of it funds salary increases and academic priorities the state has set. Trustee Robert Sperling says asking for more state money is essential to lower the burden on students who would otherwise pay higher tuition.
But we're fooling ourselves if we don't go and ask for it, because then we're going to be faced with making decisions that will affect the students, will affect access and affordability, and that's something I don't want to do. And we know we must keep the faculty. If we don't keep the faculty for them, we've got nothing. All right? They are one of our greatest assets with our students. And our students deserve better.
Sperling says a lot of the faculty stayed on because of loyalty, but he says in today's economic environment, it's not enough to rely on that. Sperling says an increase in faculty salary is necessary, so the U of I continues to be a top research university. Almost 70,200 students are enrolled at the U of I's three campuses in Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield. According to preliminary enrollment figures released yesterday, almost 48,900 of those are undergrads, including more than 31,100 in Urbana. The total enrollment at the university's 141-year-old flagship campus tops 41,800. That's up 16% in the last decade. In 1998, slightly more than 36,000 students were enrolled at the Urbana campus. U of I officials also noted that 87% of the university's undergraduate students in Urbana are Illinois residents. The university says it awards about 18,000 degrees each year. Film critic Roger Ebert has addressed rumors that he was attacked at the Toronto Film Festival last weekend. In a story posted on the website of the Chicago Sun-Times, where he's been a critic since 1967, Ebert described the incident, during which he says a man seated in front of him at a screening turned out and hit him in the knee. Ebert writes that he couldn't view subtitles during the screening and tapped the man sitting in front of him three times, motioning him for him to turn over, move over rather. Ebert says after the third tap, the man struck him on the knee. The Urbana native also writes that the incident makes him cringe because it invites pity. Surgery to treat salivary gland cancer has left him unable to speak. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
And our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us now at 8:35 for another in-depth look at the weather. We have some rain in our neck of the woods. Nothing like what Texas is in for along the coast with Ike, I guess.
Yeah, Ike is a problem, to say the least.
Yeah, they're evacuating the Galveston area and telling people to board up in Houston and get ready.
Well, and they should, because Ike is heading in that general direction, and it's going to be a matter of just a couple miles, probably, whether Galveston Island gets a huge storm